Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13.
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Now today's devotional reflection. Love is not selfish. If you have ever done any holiday shopping, you have probably witnessed selfishness. Chuck writes, I once did a short seasonal stint at an electronics store, and I will never forget having to come from behind the counter to referee between two individuals who were coming to blows over an item. It took some reasoning, but we finally got both parties to see logic. Chuck's words remind us that our birth nature has a natural propensity towards selfishness. We must choose God and let His Spirit indwell us so our new nature can take over. Love does not get upset with others. This propensity to get upset with others was part of our human nature before knowing Christ. When we embrace God's love, we undergo a transformation. This transformation may not happen overnight. It's a process. God's love causes us to grow and be changed from the inside out. Thus, part of the beautiful work of His indwelling Holy Spirit. We will conclude our thoughts on what love is not next time. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.